And the only way we're going to obtain that is by having faith in that promise. And thereby we will partake of the divine nature, as Peter taught in the first chapter. So, it says they have, and while they feast with you, meaning they're in the church, you know. They kind of pleasure to ride, and they think, oh, I love to just sit around the house and eat bonbons. I'm a Christian woman, though. Walking in the church, they sport themselves, they revel in, they indulge in luxury. Gobble, 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 consume, consume, consume. Not just food, of course. Beguiling unstable souls. I'm sorry, wait, first. Sporting themselves, reveling in, with their own deceivings, while they feast with you. You know, and some texts read this love feast, because that's what the Christian, they called their, they would have a love feast. They would come together and eat in the faith, you know. And I, like I said, it's like, hey, you know, like in other places, consider yourself when you sit down to your Sunday potlucks and your church breakfasts and so on and so forth. Make sure you do not sit there unworthy, in an unworthy manner, not discerning the Lord's body in that feast. Having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin. Oh, gee, you know, what about that? What, is Peter just nuts? Peter, what, cannot cease from sin? Who can stop sinning? Tell me, who can stop sinning? Can you stop sinning? That's what people say. Oh, no, you're always going to sin, but Christ forgives you. He'll be your rubber to protect you. I can't, I honestly, that analogy, though, it's kind of, it's a little like, whoa, you know, kind of harsh, right? But I love that analogy. Turn Jesus into a rubber. You know? While you go having eyes full of adultery, and you can't stop sinning. Again, but how do we stop? I can't stop sinning. Of course you can't. The only way you can is by God delivering on his promises. You know, how do we partake of righteousness, of godliness? It said in this first chapter of Peter, remember, go back and study it. His divine power hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He, by his divine power, delivers us from sin. Don't forget that. They beguile unstable souls. Oh, righteousness isn't imparted. It's only imputed. You're fine. Just believe.
Are you sure?
Yes, be assured. You're saved. This 2 Peter 2:14, I've quoted this many times. Is Peter, you know, that cannot cease from sin. Look, if it was impossible to cease from sin, then why would Peter even say this? It's just another manifestation of the lies that go out there in the name of Christ. They deny the Lord that bought them. How do they deny him? In their works. Their works deny him. Their teachings deny him. Their gospel denies him. They have forms of godliness, but they deny the power that makes you godly. Their form of godliness is, all right, we got the book by Dr. So-and-so, and we're going to learn how to perform, you know, a form of godliness according to the works of the law. You know, having begun by the Spirit, are you made perfect by the flesh? Do you think that by studying the teachings of some man, you're going to obtain righteousness that's pleasing to God? Have you not learned that Christ has ordained that we should by faith seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness? Oh, Lord, help us. They beguile unstable souls.
Do you know for sure that if you died tomorrow, you would go to heaven? If not, you need to come forward and receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You think that's the gospel? You know how many unstable souls have been beguiled by the likes of Billy Graham and other preachers? And I say, honestly, I bring up those names just to satisfy the students of my former teacher, Arnold Murray. Always get angry at me for picking on him. He was my teacher. And so I know the most about him. Just like, it's like getting on Paul for picking on Judaism. It's like that's where he came from. He came from Judaism, so he spoke against Judaism. I came from Arnold Murrayism, the Shepherd's Chapelism, so I speak against it. But I know a little about other teachers too. I remember when I sat down and I was sitting with a bunch of people, this was years ago, and I told them, Billy Graham is a false prophet.
Billy, when you've saved as many people as he has,
all he's done is lead them to a false gospel that's not even a gospel. It's just a dead end. Down to the doors of death. They have exercised their heart with covetous practices. Anyone ever been to Billy Graham's house? Cursed children. If anyone preach a gospel other than the gospel I preach, let him be accursed, said the Apostle Paul. He says, if I preach another gospel than the one I preached to you at first, let me be accursed. And we covered that gospel. Go back and cover Galatians. You will see. Peter agrees with Paul, agrees with James, agrees with John. All the apostles were in agreement concerning the gospel. I even recently looked at the writings, the letter of Polycarp. Polycarp agrees with what the gospel is. The good news. Add to your faith. It's not just about believing a set of facts. It is about living out the righteousness of God by his power, which is in Christ Jesus, in his blood. That sacrifice was not given merely to serve you as a latex covering that you might escape the consequences of your sinful actions, but rather to turn you from your ungodliness. And that's beautiful good news. Unless you love sin, unless you count it pleasure to ride in the daytime,